You're not going to tease that you owe your bride an apology and then roll through it. So what is this that you need to apologize? Because I want to make sure you're at home being able to take a bath and drink wine with her.
Well, I hope she's listening. I don't know if she's going to be in the bathtub, but the bathtub wine session tonight. I got a little aggressive today. I got a little aggressive, boys.
Where is this going?
Well, see, usually, you know, when we, like a lot of times when we work out together.
Oh, God. we've talked about this, man. Why are y'all working?
Well, I mean,
this doesn't end well when you all work out.
Go hard or go home.
It's some of our quality, go hard by yourself.
It's some of our quality time together,
it's
Ron.
Not.
And she appreciates the help, and I just go overboard sometimes. So here's where I was at, boys, is sometimes when we work out, right, my mom, like on Monday, Tuesday, my mom watches the kids, so the kids are there, so we like to bring Liv out with us, and so we got to play. So a lot of times we listen to Lion King music, and you got to keep an eye on the kid, and you kind of got to just get through it, you know? Well, today, after doing that for 2 days, today, my mother-in-law picks the kids up and takes them to her house. And I immediately say, hey, I'm fixing to work out. You won't. In my mind, right, I'm thinking, okay, I'm fixing to get the right music going. We got no distractions. It's not overly hot where you got to take breaks and you got to pour water over your head, but you're going to get a really good sweat. So I put myself in this frame of mind of like, yeah, me and my bride fixing to get this work. We're fixing to mash this workout.
And you're not at all telling yourself, all right, hey, man, make sure to keep myself
I didn't.
Calm, keep I
will,
myself cool.
I will from now on. I will from now on. I said, as you know, I mean, you know, when you a big part of a woman's recovery, obviously, after you have a baby is you know, getting your abs back right, just strengthening them because if you have a C-section, obviously they cut, you know. So we're over here and we're doing our abs and we're working out and I said, babe, do this, you know, hold your, we were doing leg lifts. I said, hold your leg. I said, I'm going to hold my hand up. And before I even got done, she's like, I can't do it. She said, I can't do it. So
and,
I just.
And you said, BS. You can do it.
No, I almost kind of was like real dismissive.
You didn't say you're being lazy, did you?
No, it gets worse. I kind of just. I just kind of rolled my eyes and walked off and got back in my workout. And she says.
And this is a visible eye roll.
Oh, yeah, no. And absolutely, it was visible. Yeah, it was.
Are you shitting me?
And she's like, it wasn't an eye roll, really. It was more of, you know how we are, just bad body language. I'm not a big eye roller. I'm more of a bad body language guy. And she said something about, why do you just respond that way? And I was like, it's just so weak.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
Clint.
I was like, not trying to recover, Ron. I said, not weak as in you're weak physically, like just mentally. It's just such a weak. It's such a weak mindset.
You're not recovering.
Dirty
now
started.
He called her mentally weak.
Oh, I started.
He got
stumbling.
Out of physically weak. Damn. to mentally weak.
She said, "Baby, I can't." She tried to give me a chance.
I just had a baby.
She tried to give. No, she didn't go there. She just said, "I just can't do that." And I said, yeah, and what you were just doing, you couldn't do that a week ago, but I pushed you, and now you're doing them good.
He made it about
hit
himself.
Hit the brakes! Somebody tell him hit the brakes!
Where was Gary Pettis? Oh. Gary was there.
It was
Tell
not
was
good.
Sending him.
It was not good.
Get the hell out
and
of
how,
here.
And how did this, did she quit working
she
out?
She abandoned the workout.
Gosh damn it,
she
man.
Abandoned me, not the workout. Let's be honest. She was disgusted with me.
Did you yell at her as she was walking away that she was a quitter?
I went in the house and I was like.
Oh, hold on. So how long? So after, what was the last words before she got up?
Well, I said, I was proud of myself because she said something about, I don't even want to work out with you right now when you're acting like that. And I said, well, fine. I just said fine, like almost like in a real soft voice. I didn't say it like what I typically would say. You know, like if it were you doing that, I would have been like, you mother, you know.
Oh,
so,
well, I hope
so I said, well, fine. And so she abandoned me. So I got up about 2 minutes later off my last set, and I walked in there, and I walked through the house. I couldn't find her. So I text her. I said, come finish your workout. I said, you got to finish this workout.
Your lead in the text was you got to finish this workout any kind of apology or anything?
No, I don't apologize via text. I apologize in person. And so Anyway, well, I don't know where she... I guess she went back. Her office is next door in the guest house. So I guess she went next door. Well, then she comes back, Ron. And she comes in. And she, I was like, she must have been timing, waiting until I got done. Like, she didn't want to be in there with me.
No, she did. No, she does not. Yeah. And that text message, come on in here and finish your workout.
So,
hey, probably not the route to roll.
As soon as she walked out, I said, you going to finish the workout, huh? And she goes, yep. And I said, hey. I said, I know I was wrong. I'll turn it down a notch. My bad.
What did she say? Whatever. She probably wasn't ready to accept that apology.
She wasn't ready to have that conversation yet. She was ready to get her workout in, which I'm proud of her. And then I went and did my job because she waited until I finished my workout. So I went and did my job.
That's pitiful.
As she was leaving the house, though, when I was coming back, I mouthed to her, I'm sorry. And she smiled. So you think I'm all right?
I don't know, man.
I really struggle with this, boys.
Is this one where she holds this throughout the day? Like,
oh, she'll hold.
Courtney's
some stuff
a holder.
She'll hold some stuff now, but I would usually know if she's holding it. Like, I'll know when I walk in the door tonight if she's.
You'll
holding
know. You'll know.
But I want to work out with my bride.
At some point, you're gonna have to get a little. You're gonna have to get in a little bit more than.
Yeah,
and like you're gonna have to like
hey
listen that was
yeah
I mean, I should have been more sympathetic to your to where you
I
are.
Have a real I have I mean, a
everyone
real
knows problem. And for 2+ years I have just continued to tell you, and Tyler has backed me up, you guys, like when you guys work out together, this is just not something that mixes.
You're not set up for success.
You can't
Dirty.
Get out of it. You can't but snap
it's,
out
when
of
it's
it.
Good, it's so good, man.
Yeah, but it's all because it's on your terms. And she's killed herself.
It's like you black out.
She's killed herself, I mean, to get to your
now
level.
Yeah, she'll
and
go.
She's probably, when you left, she's probably resting. And Lauren's listening to this. She's probably somewhere had to lay out to kill herself to get to your level.
She did tell and me today moment, she was super sore.
And the moment that she has just had your child, and her core is not quite as strong as she wanted to be.
Who is a big sucker, by the way.
That core. Yeah, the moment she had you like Linda had you, and her core isn't strong, you roll your eyes and tell her.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's weak.
I hate when people say
not
I can't.
Mentally weak.
I hate that I can't. It was an I can't moment that I should have thought deeper about it. And I couldn't.
Use me and Ron, man. We'll be your accountability bros on this. Next time y'all are even beginning a workout, shoot us a text. We'll say a prayer for you or something and throw you a little advice as you head into the workout.
Okay. I hope my bride's listening. I want everybody to know I'm sorry.
Lauren,
I realize that I got a problem and I'm working on it.
I pray. Find a workout partner. Lauren, find one of your girlfriends. Find a workout partner. Somebody you can walk with, you can talk with.
Maybe another one of your friends. She don't need that.
Here you go.
Nobody needs that. You're wasting your time working out if your mind's not in it.
I know what she doesn't need, and I know what doesn't work.
You know what the marriage doesn't need.
I'm telling you.
it was a rough morning, boys.
You don't have it. Like Clint, like Tyler, I believe you could shut it off in that moment for Megan, even if you're feeling it and she hits you with, why do you have to make that face? Why you got to act like that?
They do know us well enough to where there's one or two things they know they can say to where we'll see red. But I'm not sure that's what happened for Dirty.
It ain't. You know what, Courtney, man? Your ass is just weak. Just mentally, what you're doing is just mentally weak.
Yeah, that's the bad part was I said it and then doubled down to let her know that I meant mentally weak, not physically weak. I thought that was going to help.
Physical was better. I think the physical was better.
Oh boy!
From the text line, she ain't all right. She smiled because she didn't want you to get fired. Now you're airing your business on the air. You're in trouble.